Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brad, did you see what phrase was going around on Twitter yesterday or the day before this week?
No, I haven't.
There are a lot of them.
Yeah, it's so crazy what goes viral.
They had one, and it's kind of weird, too. I didn't know where it came from. My hole. That's what they were yelling about. That's the whole deal.
My hole?
My hole. And it turns out it came from Monday Night Raw. One of the wrestlers, some girl named Nia Jax. I don't follow WWE wrestling.
No.
But they threw her up, and she landed on her tailbone, and she screamed, "My hole!"
And it just
took off from there. So who would imagine that enough people saw that Monday Night Raw, and they started, you know, coming up with different things. But
for the phrase to go viral, it's incredible world we live in, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, we're talking, telling Patty about the Daily Mail, which is a newspaper from London. But Kathleen, who works in D.C., has a friend, and she's actually a writer for the Daily Mail. I don't know how she ran into her. She knows, you know how kids are. They know everybody. My daughter knows more people now at the age of 31 than I knew from my entire life. I'm not kidding.
I don't know. I'd say you had a fairly wide, spectrum
swath
of people you knew.
Cut,
a wide swath, as they call
it. You might not have remembered them, Scott.
Kids are, they're so into networking.
Yeah.
They know every, no matter where she goes, she knows somebody or has a connection to somebody. Well, anyway, the Daily Mail probably has more reporters in America than most U.S. newspapers.
They're huge. They are a go-to source for everything from news to entertainment. And as Brad says, they also have an outlet in Australia. They have an American outlet and, of course, British.
Yeah, like I said,
amazing what they know.
They have an army of photographers and reporters based in this country. Anyway, Brad.
They probably have a file on you, Scott, a huge file.
I know. I'm very private. I'm very private. I keep to myself. Now, Brad's got an interview with a young lady who I'm not familiar with. I didn't know her name until you explained to me that she was in
One Tree Hill
and the Boys. Uh-huh. And what was the other? She did some other things too, didn't she?
Yeah, she started out on the television show that about 15 years ago. NBC had a show for the Sports Illustrated swimsuit models, and it was like Next Top Model, but for Sports Illustrated. And she actually failed at that, which is strange because she's an incredibly gorgeous looking lady. She's one of those girls that's a fandom. Fans love her. You know, she's entered that world. She has a million Instagram followers. She's huge. The Boys show is epic on Amazon. People seem to love it. That's a superhero show where they're all kind of anti-heroes, written by Seth Rogen. And now she's in an Apple show called For All Mankind, which is a moon landing TV show, but revisionist history.
Alternate
history, which people seem to love, Patty. You're a history buff. Are you into these?
I am. It's like the plot against the president or America or something like that, that show in which they had a different winner of the election in the lead up to World War II in the U.S. And it has Lindbergh, who was a famous Nazi sympathizer, winning. So it's the same thing. It's revisionist history. And then you see what could happen if things had changed.
Scott, Patty, you'd like this. I started watching it, and I'm like, no, this didn't happen. This isn't what really – this shows – this is all wrong. It had the Russians landing on the moon first, and all I could think of is – how crazy Joe Nolan would be if he saw this show. It made me angry.
To tell you all about this young lady, except her name. It's Chantel Van Santen.
Yes, that's right. And she's fancy.
I asked Brad. She's from a small town in Minnesota. And, probably was the high school homecoming queen and all that kind of thing. And she went out to Hollywood, and she hasn't really broken through as a major star yet. But she's working fairly regular.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think they think they're stars now. They've made it. I guess what is a star anymore? You know, like she's young boys run up to her in shopping centers. I guess she's a famous
she's a star.
That's right.
I'm not a young boy, so maybe that's what's wrong. I got to get in that demo.
And then you'll be in the Daily Mail, Scott.
Talking to Chantel.
So as I sit here, we live in this home office environment and you're in this epic show about going to the moon and that, and my vanity is overcoming me because I just keep looking at my huge moon forehead.
You're far too hard on yourself. Don't even start. I'm just proud of you for getting out of your PJs.
Yes, and I put pants on. There was a moment there where I did flinch to pull pants
Thank
on
God.
To do this interview. Yes. Yeah. Well done on this show. I love seeing you in this because I'd class you as the normal one in this show because there's a lot of crazy people at barbecues going on around you.
Mm-hmm. There really is. You know, it's funny. I felt like Karen was this very grand departure from who I was. And then as the season unfolded, it terrified me because I was like, oh God, we're not really that different. And I way judged her. I thought she was crazy and weird. Well, I guess it says a lot about me.
So I'm trying to work out, you were born in Minnesota.
Yeah. So my parents divorced and I lived between a small town of 700 people in Laverne, Minnesota, where I would work on my dad's dairy farm. And then I was raised the other part of the time in Houston, Texas.
Right.
So I have two very different lives.
Jeez, your summer vacations must have been awesome.
Yeah, no, my summer vacations were awful. My summer vacations consisted of putting on rubber boots, walking around in cow manure, and taking care of cows for 8 hours a day. Yep.
You're a milker. Yeah, good job.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not sure that qualifies as a fun summer.
I'm a son of a dairy farmer as well. And then I moved into the town and then I never touched a cow again. But, you know, the smell as a boy was very distinct.
It's very distinct. And it never leaves you the slightest hint. And I'm instantly brought back to my entire childhood. You know, what's funny though, I wouldn't change it for the world. I was talking to somebody I got to have experiences nobody would know how to help birth a calf and artificially inseminate a cow, how to preg check, which is pregnant check a cow. I know things from a 5-7-year-old onward that nobody, you can't get. That's life experience.
That's right. You're and now you're an astronaut's wife. It's unbelievable.
What is life?
Thanks, Chantel.
Bye.
Oh, my God, what an interview. I'm dizzy over here.
Yeah. Well,
she's telling you, I know stuff no one else knows, hardly anybody. She can wean a calf. She knows how to tell if they're pregnant. Just when does that knowledge and those special skills come into play for Chantel in Hollywood?
Well, she'll do some cow movies.
If she runs into a cow, she's in good shape, right?
Exactly.
If she runs into a pregnant cow, she's all set.
Yeah, she could be in the sequel to Tom Green's, Freddy Got Fingered. I think he milked a cow in that, didn't he? Yes.
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 Seems like a very nice young lady.
That's right, but special set of skills, Scott.
Yeah. Chantel Van Santen from Minnesota. Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. I'm always interested in how kids turn out that have those split lives.
Right,
they gotta live with the dad, and then they live with the mom, and they gotta listen to dad talk about the mom, and the mom talk about the dad. Think about that.
And the cows. She had to grow up talking about cows as well. Yeah. But she's in the show For All Mankind. They're making a third season of this already. It's on Apple TV Plus.
Good job, Brad.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Thanks, Patty. We learned something about cows.
I'll have her milk you if you run into her again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.